Copeland's Appalachian Spring has a million things in it. At its heart is one chord, which is so the essence not only of Appalachian Spring, but in my mind, Copeland's entire vision of America. And it's right at the very beginning, and it's this simple chord. That, to me, is the genesis of the whole piece. And what's so interesting is it's very close to something very simple. I'll play you the most standard cadence in music. Doesn't sound much like Appalachian Spring. But if I were to take these three chords and just get rid of the bottom and make it this, and then take these two chords and put them on top of each other, you have the Appalachian Spring chord. You have the simplest elements in tonal music. But when you put them on top of each other in just this position that he improvised on, you make this wonderful chord which somehow seems like all of America. It seems like the purest values you could possibly have. It seems like Shaker simplicity. And even though he had no idea he was writing a piece about Appalachia until afterwards, it seems like the essence of that world. He said, there's something about these two chords together that suggest a continuation. And what happens to it is amazing. Listen to the invention. We start off with that simple idea. Here's the first version of it. Then we do it again. And we start to overlap. And suddenly we find that with that chord, we can put a melody on top while we hold the chord. The chord is just sitting there. Then we say, aha, I can take this chord and do it like this. The exact same pattern somewhere else. So now we're taking the same two chords somewhere else. Then I can make a whole accompaniment out of just going back and forth between these two chords. Now to the other one. Now back to the other one. Just back and forth. Back and forth. And while you're doing that, you can create melodies on top as if we're sort of centered in the earth with these chords. And on top of this, you just add a simple melody. And not only that, the whole piece is dominated by it. You can take those two chords in this version. But if you do it fast in the harp and go back and forth, you have now the basis for this. And we have a whole set of melodies that come from that. Not only that, think of this mind. When you're obsessed by one beautiful idea, all you do is keep coming up with endless combinations, all centered on these two simple chords. He then takes those two chords in this position, takes just the last one and says, I can go down a scale with this. But if I put it in different registers, instead of this, I can go and divide it up and put a melody on top. I could fiddle around with the rhythm. And we have endless combinations with the same two chords, so that when you finally come back to the very end of the piece, everything is done, all the manipulations are over, life has been lived in the pioneer, and you come back to a simple chorale. You feel like you're coming home, but in a way you've never left. And you have a cadence which feels like the primal cadence of all. And we're left with the opening, these two notes, and we have just our chords. And now what we find is if we just take the first two notes of it, but put them up here, the beginning is an ending.